It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to talk about. There is a new leader in the Democratic primary field for president. Joe Biden is no longer the front runner in that race. Details on that. More reaction to the burning of Notre Dame. Some of the surprises that were good that we found out overnight. And a lot more reaction to other news of the day. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I woke up this morning, and I rolled over and pulled up the Twitter feed, and I saw that cross at the front of the towers of Notre Dame had survived the fire last night. I kind of had like a throwback to Ground Zero. Remember when they found that cross in the Ground Zero ruins, and it kind of, I don't know, there was something very kind of comforting about that to me. And I made that my social media icon today, and some other people have done the same. But there's a lot of really interesting commentary about the fire that I want to point you to. My very good colleague and friend, Dennis Prager, right here, authored a great piece in townhall.com this morning, as did my next guest. He is a fellow at the National Review Institute. He is a top editor at National Review. He's an Iraq vet, and he is someone that I perceive to be a straight shooter on the political stuff, even if we don't always agree on everything and have had our disagreements in the past. But I appreciate his work and his diligence in always speaking what I perceive is the truth. And David French, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Your piece today, Notre Dame Burns and the Church Weeps, I think is another, like yours and Prager's pieces, I think, are must reading for everybody that has had some sort of moment of sadness in the last 24 hours. David, I was shocked when I got home. My four-year-old, who has only heard about Paris from the exploits of her mom and dad, we went in October last year, and first time, 15th wedding anniversary, etc. You know, the kids were all on the couch watching the fire as it was still burning, you know, well into the dinner hour here on the East Coast. And they all were extraordinarily sad. It was like a family member had died in slow motion, and they couldn't respond to it. What do you kind of chalk that up to, David French?
Yeah, you know, I think several things. I mean, one, so many people have been there or know somebody who's been there. So when something happens and you have a personal connection to it,
right,
it impacts you it impacts you differently. I know for me, I mean, I had a personal connection to Notre Dame, and that, you know, I was married in Paris on March 9th, 1996, and I began the day praying in the cathedral, and I'm a Protestant. I came from it's a very sort of low church Protestant tradition, where the churches I grew up in were extremely plain. I mean, we didn't even have
right.
crosses.
Yep, I was right there with you, buddy. Yep.
And to walk into the cathedral and to kneel there and to pray, I didn't just, you know, feel close to God in that place. I felt connected to the historic faith, to the countless millions of people who walked through those doors over eight centuries,
yeah,
and prayed.
Not dissimilar to an experience that you might have in Jerusalem or in Galilee or in one of those places today.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You know, I've been to the Western Wall, and it's just a profoundly moving place to be. And so to see that, and it's that connect, it's not just a beautiful building, it's the connection to the sacred. It's the use of these immense talents and some lost knowledge, quite frankly, to glorify God. And I think it's that sacred connection combined with this sort of personal connection that really made it so poignant to so many people. I know I was I was really shocked at the extent to which it, I just felt grief as you saw the flames consume it.
I was in my studio yesterday, turned on the screen, and as it went by, and it's one thing when you've been to Paris and you're like, oh, look, Notre Dame's on TV. There's almost this joy, this like, you know, uninhibited joy that you see. And then you realize that it's on fire and burning to the ground. And then the news comes that they're not going to be able to save it most likely. And they think all the artifacts are gone. And there was some relief this morning that at least some of those items were saved. But I don't know. It wasn't the same thing as 9/11, because 9/11 had the human tragedy and there were all the lives lost. But on some level, there was an immense sadness across the globe last night that I think resonated, especially across Christian groups. But, you know, I even saw, and Carol Markowitz is going to be with me in the next segment, one of my very, very close Jewish friends. And she tweeted out yesterday that, you know, she was especially sad for her Catholic friends. And I thought, well, that's nice. There's at least some solidarity and recognition in Western society that, you know, there's, you know, something being lost here. It is interesting that the news media almost immediately went to the cultural aspect of it and the dollars and the art and the, you know, all that kind of stuff about it, when really some of the more significant things that we probably lost in that disaster yesterday was what you just expressed.
Well, right. And, you know, look, we all know that the church is not a building. You saw that take on Twitter 50,000 times yesterday. Everybody knows the church is not a building, of course. But, you know, there is a book of the Bible, the book of Lamentations, where Jeremiah looks at the wreckage of the holy city and the destruction of the temple. And there is a deep anguish at this loss. And you know, I think there is a real anguish at this damage here. And I, like you, woke up this morning with a great deal of relief at some of the pictures from inside the cathedral. Because it actually looks like, while the roof was destroyed, while the spire fell very dramatically, that a big section of the interior was saved, including some of the just absolutely irreplaceable stained glass windows.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but Eric Erickson tweeted that a lot of these stained glass windows tell the gospel story and tell the story and speak scripture so clearly that, you know, there were illiterate peasants in 14th and 13th century France who could look at these windows and look at the objects in the cathedral and have a better understanding of the basics of the gospel than many Americans do today. And a lot of that was preserved, which is just an absolute miracle.
Yeah, no, that's really good news. And evidently, a couple of French billionaires have stepped up and they're going to try to make all this good. I'm sure that the committee that was putting that renovation in place would have appreciated their help long before yesterday, because they were only doing a job that was valued at about $7 million in terms of total cost. And it's going to cost much more to rebuild it now, hopefully with a bit more durability to it. David, I so appreciate you being here. Let me shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about American headlines for a moment. Bernie Sanders has surged past Joe Biden in polls in the last 24 hours. And they say that if Biden decides not to run, he's got more runway in front of him. As you're assessing the kind of, the groundwork for what 2020 is beginning to shape up like, Bernie Sanders was on Fox News for an hour last night and got pretty fair treatment by all accounts. What do you make of what we're seeing in the 2020 field, and Sanders in particular, after we've heard so many like superhero stories of Beto and Kamala and all these other people that were going to, you know, surge to the front of the pack? What do you make of Sanders' remaining strength?
Yeah, so two things. One, anyone who doesn't think he can win the Democratic primary needs to wake up and smell the coffee. And two, anyone who doesn't think he can win the presidency needs to wake up and smell the coffee. Because the fact of the matter is, no matter who the Democrats nominate, they're going to have this enormous surge of unity behind them. That much is true. And I think that we learned in 2016 that this business is sitting there and rooting for one side to select the least, what you believe to be the least electable candidate, is can be a fool's errand. You know, the Democrats were celebrating at the Republicans nominating Donald Trump until about 10:30 p.m. on election night.
Right.
when they woke up and they said, oh, this guy that we thought was going to be easy, turns out that we couldn't beat him. And so a lot of Republicans think, oh, Bernie would be easy. You know, let's rethink that. And I think one of the reasons why you should rethink that is he alone went into Fox, and he went into Fox, and he, you could tell, you could never say that Bernie in any way, shape, or form sort of compromises his message. He doesn't. But what he does is he tries to reach new audiences with his message.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And the interesting thing is he's gotten a lot of kudos from conservatives saying, hey, you know, props to him for going into the lion's den, so to speak. And he's gotten a lot of...
Yeah, I think that may be a bit overblown. Fox isn't what it was a few years ago in that regard. But that is interesting, and I think you're right, David, because I do believe that his support is also still quite ticked off about having been cheated of the nomination.
Yes.
Because when I see the polling, like, he never drops. Like, everybody else has gone up and down. That 20 to 25 right. to 28, now almost 30%, that hasn't gone anywhere for him. David French, read him at the National Review. Thank you, sir, for your input and reflections today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, Carol Markowitz joins me from the New York Post. Stay here.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at delays of 45 minutes to an hour at the outbound Holland Tunnel. About 10 minutes on the city-bound side, 15 to 20 each way at the Lincoln Tunnel. City-bound lower level, the George Washington Bridge, an accident cleared and traffic definitely moving better. West Side Highway in Manhattan, northbound, we're slow off 12th Avenue up towards 125th Street with an accident being cleared. FDR northbound, we're slow from the Teens right up to the Triborough. Very short break, then we're slow 140s. Up to the George Washington Bridge, southbound slows 130s into the 50s. In the Bronx, Deegan's on overload with Yankees-Red Sox traffic. Yankees and Red Sox underway at the stadium at 6:35. Now you combine that with an accident northbound near the Cross Bronx. It's making a mess of things for fans trying to get to the ballpark. And for that matter, southbound is quite heavy, coming through Van Cortlandt Park all the way down to the Cross Bronx with an accident right by Fordham Road and a second one right in the area of 179th Street. So maybe a late-arriving crowd into the ballpark. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains why the Mueller investigation should not have happened.
The basis upon which it started, the foundation of it, was incorrect, was not verified, was salacious, was fraught with problems. And we then had all the subsequent issues with the agents that were in charge of this. So you look at all of those issues. What were the principal conclusions? No collusion, no obstruction.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code AM970.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. connecting you with new customers.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And that money in my case, my wife's case, it came from a book that I wrote. Pretty good book. You might want to read it. It was a bestseller, sold all over the world, and we made money.
Is it just me, or does Bernie sound a lot like Trump when he's selling stuff like that? That was the weirdest comment. Hey, pretty good book. Might want to read it. That's too much Larry David, I think. It's hard for me. I can't really do a very good Bernie. Anyway, Carol Markowitz, who I know can do a much better Bernie than me, rejoins us. Hello, Carol. How are you?
How's it going?
Good.
That was very Larry David. That was really straight out of a sitcom.
I don't understand really that there's much difference between the two of them. And when they were on SNL that two or three times in the 16 cycle, it was really a stitch because David could sound so much like him. And, you know, they were just a dead ringer for each other. Anyway, hey, I want to say thank you to your very kind tweet yesterday. And I know you relegated it to Catholics, but as an evangelical and as someone who's a faithful Christian, I was very moved by it. And you were expressing condolences about Notre Dame. And you said that your heart hurts specifically for your Catholic friends. Explain what you meant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Notre Dame was just it's a building that represents so much in Western civilization to all of us. And so, of course, it's devastating on every level. But it's also a religious building. And I think that's being a little bit glossed over in some comments about the art and architecture of the building. And it's a giant loss to, Catholics in particular, but Christians in a wider sense.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad for my friends who are suffering because of it.
Yeah. It was surreal, Carol, watching the coverage yesterday, because it was as though, and I don't know why, the French authorities could not get water there for what seemed like hours on end.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like you were watching something in slow motion and you couldn't stop it. No one could do anything about it. And it was just the saddest thing. I mean, my bride and I just went to Paris together for the first time last October, which was in kind of celebration of our 15th. We'd both been previously separately, but Paris is kind of one of those cities you kind of want to do with your significant other. And we took a lot of pictures at Notre Dame. And so it was a very difficult day in the McCullough house. Even our little 4-year-old Charlotte, who has been just dreaming of the day when she gets to go to Paris to see the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame. She knows the landmarks already because she reads all the pop-up books that, you know, we keep buying her, which is kind of feeding a self-fulfilling prophecy here. But it was a sad day for her. When she realized it was Notre Dame, it was like a very traumatic thing.
Yeah,
so.
That's really sad. I mean, people were saying it's very metaphorical for what's going on in our world, and how we're watching.
Dennis Prager has a great piece on that today in townhall.com if people need to read it. And I think he's spot on, actually.
I'll take a look at that.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's talk about your column. Yesterday in the Post, last night, Fox News Channel hosted a 1-hour forum for Bernie Sanders to just blabber his crazy. And he did.
Right.
Like, I was pinching myself going, what is this I'm watching on the Fox News Channel? But you've written about Bernie.
Yeah.
You saw some of that. What's your take on all this?
You know, it's amazing that he does not get more pushback. It's really shocking to me. He is not very well spoken, and his comments do not get any follow-ups at all. You know, he says things like, let's break up the banks. And no one's like, well, how are we going to do that? Or let's get the pharmaceutical companies to charge less for medicine. And there's no follow-up. Like, how? How do we do that? But my column on Monday was about how Bernie Sanders is a capitalist. I mean, let's face it, that's what capitalism is. You make something or you do something that people like, and they buy it from you, and you make money. Hello. I mean, so the fact
enough in his case to buy three houses.
Exactly, right. And the fact that he's pushing socialism on the rest of us while he maintains this capitalistic, you know, income is kind of ridiculous. And yeah, he thinks he's special because he wrote a book and it sold. Well, that's what companies do. That's what people do. That's what Amazon, that's what all the companies that he harasses do. So yeah, I think it's absurd that he thinks that his version of capitalism is something different than the rest of us.
But forget the socialist label for a second, Carol. Isn't that a larger mm-hmm. philosophical problem for the political, sociological, even spiritual and theological left? Isn't it always a set of rules for us and a different set of rules right. for everybody else?
Right. And, you know, and Bernie's not alone in this. I call out some other people in the column, too. Michael Moore, he thinks he does something different than other capitalists do by producing films. Bill de Blasio, when he says that, you know, the money is in the wrong hands and I know where it is. Well, I know where it is, too. It's in Bill de Blasio's hands. He has a $2 million house in Park Slope. Actually, somebody corrected me yesterday and said, no, he has two $2 million houses in Park Slope.
Wow.
So, you know, I don't feel like... Do we know where the money is? Yeah, Bill de Blasio has it.
Well, and the fact that he believes that he knows better where to spend it and how to allocate
right.
it is kind of weird. But the problem with these guys that are all running for president is, of course, they want to take over the federal treasury. They want to take over all of the money that the GDP brings in. And when you do that, if you stick with suggestions like the Green New Deal, we may be able to take a bus to Hawaii at some point in the future, but it's going to be about 15 years from now, and we're not going to spend a dime on education or the military in the process.
Right. We're going to rebuild every single building in the country in the meantime, in just 10 years. So it's going to be my magic. We're going to, I always like to say whenever I hear any Bernie proposal or whatever, like, to the money tree, you know, because
yeah.
it's a fantasy land. They should be called on it more often. I just think that's like a real travesty that media doesn't push back on.
Well, we do at this show, that's for sure. Hey, let me ask you real quickly about the polling, because Bernie has overtaken Biden as of today in some latest polls.
Yeah.
It's his to lose, isn't it? He's still really ticked
Absolutely.
Off that Hillary cheated yeah. him in 2016.
Absolutely. I think that Bernie could easily be the nominee. I think I said this on your show either last week or the week before, but Bernie fans want Bernie only. The rest of the field is, I don't care who wins, I just want to beat Trump. But Bernie Sanders supporters want only Bernie. And it's actually very reminiscent of Donald Trump in the 2016 election, where, you know, I had a few top candidates, but Trump fans wanted Trump and only Trump.
Right.
So I could see him being the nominee, absolutely.
Well, if Biden drops out, his support surges to like over 38%. Like, it's a pretty big lead. Anyway, Carol Markowitz, reader in the Post, thanks for being here.
Thank
it's Kevin
so much,
McCullough.
Kevin, thank you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Generally clear skies on this Tuesday evening. We sit at 65 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Fordham University is holding a service tonight in the Bronx to remember a very popular student who was killed in a tragic accident. Sarah Lee Kessler has more.
22-year-old Sydney Monfries of Portland, Oregon, was just weeks away from graduation when she fell 30 to 40 feet Sunday inside the school's clock tower. She'd managed to climb it with other seniors, even though school officials say the tower is locked and off limits. They're investigating that. Meanwhile, a second remembrance service for the journalism student is scheduled for next Tuesday. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
New York City officials are doing rigorous inspections of construction sites following recent worker deaths. Scott Pringle has more.
The Department of Buildings is sending 90 inspectors out to do safety sweeps. They're going to hit roughly 5,000 construction sites and issue violations if necessary. They'll be checking site safety plans, equipment, and fall protection systems. A counterweight fell and killed a construction worker in Lower Manhattan Saturday. Also last week, a worker killed by a falling piece of stone, and another worker fell to his death off a Brooklyn roof. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, hockey playoffs tonight, Islanders look to sweep the Penguins out of the playoffs. Game 4 tonight in Pittsburgh. Baseball, Yankees host the Red Sox. Mets take on the Phillies in Philadelphia. Taking a look at the traffic, what a mess we have in New Jersey tonight on 287 northbound. From exit 33 in Morristown up towards exit 41 in Parsippany, that is all exiting volume for 80 eastbound. The right and center lanes are closed for construction through the rush hour as you approach exit 45. So just one lane gets by. That is why you're so slow. So avoid 287. Grab 202 instead. 45 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 15 minutes each way at the Lincoln Tunnel. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, chance of a shower, low 46. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 61 in the afternoon. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, if you're feeling run down, well, you already know what I'm going to say. In fact, I had a little moment, a little heart palpitation of fear this morning because I went in to the kitchen, popped open my balance of nature fruits and veggies, and they were empty. And I was like, no, it's a city day. I've got to be on my feet all day long. I've got an event late tonight. I've got to get my fruits and veggies. And then I remembered, oh, yes, I've got a backup supply at my office. So I'm okay. But if you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you need, it's time to try Balance of Nature. Because once you do, you're going to see that they're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in vegetarian capsules and, oh, tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule, in fact, has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they've got more energy, and they improve their quality of life. And right now, until April 21st, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. With my special radio offer only, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping, but it runs out April 21st. So call right now. 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and don't have that like fearful moment like I did this morning. Get your backup supply. Balanceofnature.com. Use discount code The Answer. Balance of Nature. Changing America, one life at a time.
Are you fed up with paying maintenance fees on a timeshare you never use? If that's the case, I'm sure getting out of your timeshare is at the top of your to-do list, especially when that maintenance bill just came due. During this time, it's a constant reminder you have got to get out. I know how hard it can be to find a company you can trust. I want to tell you about my friends at Lone Star Transfer. They have helped over 8,000 timeshare owners get out of their timeshares legally and ethically. They have a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Brian and Karen are passionate and committed to helping you get out of your timeshare as quickly and effortlessly as possible. Call my friends today for a no-obligation consultation and let them get you out of your timeshare the right way. Call toll-free 844-310-2646. That number once again, 844-310-2646, or visit them online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, just last night, right after the show was done, I got a phone call from somebody that said, and this is a major media personality in New York. I picked up the phone and they were like, Kev, just wanted you to know, Kevin McCullough Radio, it's my new addiction going home every night and I cannot live without it. So I was like, oh, thank you. That is really cool. And sometimes I kind of pinch myself because I wonder, you know, what would I be doing if I didn't do what I do? I love talking to people like Carol Markowitz, and we've got Ari Zolden coming up, talk technology in just a little bit. A lot of tech news to talk about today. But I also have, for a long time, said that if I get to do this fun thing called radio, then I want to at least use a portion of my platform and my on-air experience To do things that are bigger than myself, too, because it's I just feel like it's the right thing to do to give back. And so I've invited my friend Todd Chapman to rejoin me in studio, because one of my favorite causes and one of my favorite organizations to work with in doing that good stuff is Food for the Poor. Todd, good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Kev, always good to be here.
I feel like that in America, especially in the midst of an economy that is really doing well, and the prospects for wages being higher across the board, and you know, we're at full employment. We got 7 million more jobs available in America right now than people to fill them, with all-time high wages and all-time low unemployment. This is a really good moment for America. But when you look off of our shore, about 90 minutes by air, you find a much different picture in a little land called Haiti. What's going on down there?
Yeah, so Haiti, the poorest country on this side of the planet, about 11 million people living in abject poverty, which, you know, if you're into the stats and all that stuff, we define that in the development business as being income of less than $2 a day. Hmm. And basically, the long and short of it is, how do you survive on that? Especially in a country like Haiti, where you've got a completely dysfunctional government, virtually non-existent government at this point in time. And so there are no safety nets. There's no government programs, you know, to lift up the impoverished people. You've got a 3-year plus drought that has just ravaged the crop supplies. Kevin, Haiti cannot even produce 10% of the food that they need to feed their own population right now. Mm. And so everything has to be imported into the island. It's extremely expensive. You've got 75 to 80% unemployment. And by the way, that number, you know, the employment percentage includes day labor, not formal, full-time, regular employment. Those are just people, you know, that are, they're quote unquote employed, but it may be a day here, a day there, busting rocks or whatever, you know, making next to nothing. And in the midst of that, the humanitarian side is people are suffering, people are dying. It's a desperate situation in Haiti, but I'm so grateful to be a part of an organization like Food for the Poor. And I'm so thankful for the Kevin McCullough radio listeners who we can come to and say, look, here's the situation and here's how you can help. And right now, just asking, would you consider giving a gift of $27 a month to provide a starving family in Haiti with food for a year and water for life through Food for the Poor?
855-919-4673 is the number. I'll say that again slower. 855-919-4673 if you can. And here's what I want you to understand, friend. $27 a month, that's a one-time gift of $320. Now, if you have dinner on a night out, nice night in New York City, you're going to spend $320. You take your significant other, your spouse, you go with any other friends. You park. You're gonna leave a tip. You're gonna pay the tax. All in, you can blow $320 in New York City in a half a heartbeat for a nice dinner out. What if just for kicks, you just said to yourself, okay, what if I did $320 and fed a family for an entire year? Like that, I'm not asking you to give up your night in the city. If you need to do that to make it happen, I think doing it once would be a really valiant, honorable thing to do. But what if you just said, okay, in addition to whatever else I'm doing, I'm just going to write a check for $320. And I'm just gonna feed a family for an entire year. There are 82 families on Food for the Poor's critical needs list right now. You would scratch one of those families off the list because of your generosity. Now, I know there may be someone listening that could do $320 a month. You could do 12 families over the course of the next year, and you could eliminate basically for those families the need for food and clean water, et cetera, in one generous swipe of the pen. I don't want you to think that you can't make a huge difference. You totally can. But it requires us thinking bigger than just us. It requires us thinking about, hey, have I had a pretty good year? My tax return's doing okay? Am I going to be better off because of the better job I've made? Or have I been able to make vertical moves in the employment workplace because the economy is doing so well? Friends, more of us are making more money than we've ever made before. What kind of goodness could we do as a result of that? Would you make the call? 855-919-4673. Real quickly, let me just add this. We have one specific donor that if you choose to do that right now, if you give a $320 gift and you take care of a family all on your own, this one friend of Kevin McCullough Radio has already stepped up and said, if you call in the next 10 minutes, they will match it dollar for dollar. $27 a month for 12 months or a 321-time gift. You do either one of those right now. One friend of the Kevin McCullough Radio broadcast is going to step up and match it child for child, family for family right now. But you have to do it now. 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. Coming right back, taking a look at technology. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hugh Hewitt sees good things out of the Trump re-election camp.
Donald Trump raised $30 million for his re-election campaign in the first 3 months of this year, and the Republican National Committee threw in another $45.8 million.
That's a stunning number.
A stunning number. Puts into perspective Bernie's $14 million. Okay, he's only like seven times behind Trump. DNC's basically broke.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Pay close attention to what I'm about to say. It's time to put some things into perspective and talk about two very important priorities. The unconscionable statistic that each day 22 of America's bravest returning veterans take their own lives. They survived the war. Now they need to survive the peace. The other priority, the word cancer, it's been on our lips for all too long. These two priorities aren't being answered until now, and the answer is called Gold Shield. It's simple. If you're a business, large or small, become a Gold Shield member. Go to thegoldshield.us. That's right. U.S., like in you and me. Just do the right thing for our veterans and cancer research. If you're a consumer, shop where you see the Gold Shield. If you're a merchant, we need you to sign up today. Go to thegoldshield.us or call 888-526-9111, and you'll see what it's all about. 888-526-9111. Or thegoldshield.us.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
What are you working for? It's about more than what you do. It's about achieving something greater for yourself and for others. So ADP is enabling people to work better and embrace new challenges. To work anywhere and everywhere. And helping everyone reach their full potential. At ADP, we're designing a better way to work so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Nobody provides a perfect medley of French contemporary and classic cuisine like Chef Bernard at Paname French Restaurant. Paname features a modern twist on classic French cuisine, and its elegant and intimate setting in East Midtown Manhattan makes it the perfect place to dine for any occasion. To celebrate Easter, Chef Bernard is giving away a $100 gift certificate to a lucky AM 970 listener. Enter for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Paname French Restaurant at AM970TheAnswer.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say use it all. Oh, 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 always on my road, I'm still New York.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And always love to have my buddy Ari Zoldan stop by, mostly because he makes me think about things that I just do not think about otherwise. And you've been telling me, hey Ari, how are you? Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Everything is great. You bet.
It's you've been telling me for the longest time. In fact, I bet if we went back to the very first Tech Tuesday segment in the archive somewhere, we've got Ari Zoldan telling Kevin that human brains and computer chips, or whatever they're going to be at the next level, we're going to be merging, and that wearables and embeddables, you use those words, Ari, because I didn't even think about what they were until you said them. But you said wearables and embeddables on the medical side were going to be the one of the big areas of growth. Today's tech section, top story as of midday today. Human brains could merge with technology sooner than we think. Ari Zoldan, you're a fortune teller. You see the future. You have some sort of like knowledge on this, but it's scary.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, and everyone fights with me, you know, along the way. It's not possible
because we don't want to be taken over by the robots.
I'm telling you that there's definitely a fear of that, and I totally get it. Problem is, a lot of people have been watching too many sci-fi segments. But Kevin, it's happening. It's happening at a very, very quick pace. And I always think about it. You know, of course, we always talk about some of the detriments of technology, some of the challenges, the fact that we're too connected. But at the end of the day, I mean, the ability for the medical community to be able to save lives through technology is absolutely incredible.
So you're kind of blowing my brain here. Are you talking about in some way having a chip in the brain that will run the the performance tests on the body's function, similar to the way your car's computer does for the technician at the mechanic shop?
There's no question. In fact, it's happening right now. There are pacemakers. I don't know if you know, there are people walking around with pacemakers that's doing a diagnostic of the body and sending real-time information to doctor's offices. How do you like that? And that's happening right now. Fast forward 5 years, you could only imagine with embeddables getting real-time diagnostics on your entire body.
Right.
And talk about preventative. I mean, you know, we talk about, you know, preventative medicine. This is preventative medicine on steroids, and it's proactive.
Well, I've got a very good friend who sadly is going to have to go in, I think, May 2nd or 4th and get a pacemaker. And the type that he's having installed is actually going to be measuring the rhythm of his heartbeats, which is what most pacemakers do. But he is his family tree is susceptible to a very erratic heartbeat that then causes the blood flow to go in a certain direction it's not supposed to go, et cetera, et cetera. And this pacemaker will have an automatic real-time sensor that will then send the heart a little shock that will automatically automate his heart to come back into line with like what should be a regular performing healthy heart. And he won't feel a thing. Like, it'll all just happen on its own, but it's this little device that'll be in there doing it all.
It's amazing, you know, and thinking about it more, having all this preventative technology and moving towards, not, you know, right now, or when you think of medicine, it's reactive. Something happens, we go to the doctor, right? The insurance companies are obviously moving towards, and they have been moving towards proactive diagnostics. And hey, you know, get into your doctor, you know, a couple of times a year, let them do a diagnostic. And obviously, the insurance companies save a lot of money with that.
Sure.
But I'm imagining now infusing technology. Without doubt, people are going, I think in the next 20, 30 years, people are going to be living into their hundreds. I mean, we see right now with the mortality rate, you know, people are moving into their early 90s very, very comfortably. You know, infuse technology in there, I could easily see the average rate, you know, moving towards 100 years old in the next 20, 25.
Wow, adding a decade to life, that's really incredible. Similar story in the tech section today of the Post as well. Scientists have created an entire human heart this time with one of your scary 3D printer things.
How amazing is that? How amazing. Again, it's the question is now about, you know, the functionality, and does somebody want to try that? I'm not in line. I don't know, Kevin, if you're interested in being the guinea pig there. But that's definitely where things are headed. And
well, what's weird about this, and they did it at Tel Aviv University, is that it's a 3D printed heart, but it's made from human tissue in the laboratory. So I don't know how do they have cells that are off to the side that they're cultivating and growing, and then they're able to apply them through the 3D printing process? Is that how, instead of putting ink into the printer, in other words, they're attaching human cells?
Well, it's in part. I mean, what they're doing is mimicking the 3D process, and not the 3D printer, obviously, that we're all going to have on our kitchen countertop, but that concept is there, part of that technology, and eventually, sure, the medical community is going to be able to turn around these kind of hearts or these replacement parts in your body in a very, very quick amount of time. And again, it kind of goes back, Kevin, to the, you know, how can we use technology to be able to prolong our life? And here's a perfect example.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing, because sometimes people wait for a long, long time to get organs that work properly.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you've invited me to something kind of cool tonight. I don't know what I'm in for, but what are we going to go do?
So it's partially a surprise. It's the fancy schmancy event hosted by my friend Val at Burbank Capital. Harvard Club. I didn't get a chance to graduate from Harvard, but we will be going to the Harvard Club, and it's going to be exciting. It's an investor conference. The who's who on the investment world is going to be there. A lot of tech executives, and we're just going to have a good time.
Yeah, that should be very fascinating, because like half the room are going to be people looking to invest into entrepreneurial companies, and the other half are going to be entrepreneurs looking for investment. I'm thinking, to the degree that champagne flows tonight, there's going to be some deals made.
there will be, and my wife's not coming. I know your wife's not coming, so you'll be my date for the
day. I'll be your plus one, and there will be no sightings of any people of ill repute, no matter who's showing up at your brother's comedy club. I'm just saying, right up front. Hey, all right, great to talk to you. We'll see you tonight. It's Calvin McCullough Radio.
70%, that's a number I want you to remember. 70% of people who try the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor to relieve their back pain or their neck pain or their leg pain, whatever pain you may be suffering from, after people try the 3-week quick start, which is priced at $19.95, 70% order again. What's that say? Well, it says so much about how much people believe in the product. It works. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, who put together an astounding team of scientists and physicians who created a 100% drug-free supplement that works. I know, because I am a loyal, satisfied customer of Relief Factor. I take a packet of these easy-to-swallow capsules in the morning, a packet at night, no more lower back pain for me. Try it. 3 weeks, $19.95. If it doesn't work for you after 3 weeks, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. ReliefFactor.com. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384 for the one and only Relief Factor.
This is a message to business owners. The strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally, everywhere, with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that easily takes your business beyond its four walls, putting your message on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. Your digital ad virtually puts them into your store in front of your products. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Call us at Salem Surround for a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggested ideas that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Start your week on a positive note.
tune in to Conversations with Joan. Join Joan Herman every Sunday night at 10 when she speaks with some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. People who are making a difference. People who are changing lives. Each week, Joan focuses on important topics that impact your life. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, thought leaders and experts share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Let's start talking. Conversations with Joan, every Sunday night at 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer. For more information, visit conversationswithjoan.com.
What you need to know, when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you so much, Ari Zoldan, Todd Chapman, Carol Markowitz, and David French for making today's broadcast possible. All of your inside analysis, etc., you've helped us understand the biggest stories of the day and to put them in perspective. I just wish, every single day I wish this, I wish New York City, the city I love, the city that nothing in my heart can diminish. And I took my wife to Paris in October. We had a beautiful time there. First time we'd been there together. We took many pictures around Notre Dame and the Eiffel Tower and all this stuff. Paris is beautiful, wonderful. It's not New York. New York is the city on planet Earth. And why Mayor Bill de Blasio tries to destroy it, I'll never understand. But he's not even consistent with his own philosophical viewpoints. Because this afternoon in the New York Post, self-styled progressive Mayor Bill de Blasio says he'll go to court to stop President Trump from sending asylum seekers to New York City. Well, why, Mayor Bill? I thought that you took great pride in having New York be a sanctuary city. Now, I know that it makes it hard for law enforcement to stop crime when MS-13 members sneak in here and you don't know who they are. I understand that. I know that the challenge is there and that your rankings as mayor may actually be negatively impacted if MS-13 members actually commit crimes while here. I understand that as well, you coward. You don't have the chutzpah to stand up to the evildoers, but you won't thoroughly embrace the position that you supposedly hold, which is you want New York to be a city of immigrants, even if they're illegal and we don't know who they are and we have no way of vetting them. See, I think in the deepest part of your dark soul, Mayor Bill de Blasio, I think in the deepest part where you don't let anybody in the part where you don't even tell people that you own $2 million homes in Park Slope, I think in that part of the shadow of Bill de Blasio's inner self, you know that President Trump is right. We shouldn't be letting illegal aliens into this country without knowledge of who they are, because you understand the cost that is associated with it when they commit crimes in your city. Bill de Blasio, stop being a coward. Stop being a chicken. Step forward. Do what you must do to protect your city. And that is to stop being a sanctuary city. Make it a city of law and order so that your citizens may be protected. I'm Kevin McCullough.